This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, that's all I needed. That's what sets us on the course. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, a little Van Halen on a Friday morning. Oh, good morning. Yeah.
Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Oh, she's so sweet.
God, I love that
she's
lady.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah. Can't believe
I mean,
a good person
for the racism.
And
the death threats.
Sure. Right. She might murder you, but what a great person she is.
Anchor's Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website. Oh, coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
Also, the false accusations put out into the world as a true report.
Yep.
Jesus.
On Facebook, though. I mean, does it count if it's on Facebook? Let's face it, all the news there is fake.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
As this reporter would like you to know, and I have a story about a reporter in the news.
Oh, goodness.
That reporters are the most important people in the world. So
they are super important.
For Maria, all right, I take that back. The second most important people in the world, still very important. What's that?
Who do you think is the most important?
Well, cheerleaders, duh.
Oh, but there you go.
Reporters, right. I mean, and there's Maria. Doing us all dirty. Way to go, Maria.
Yeah, she's giving you guys a bad name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's no good.
Anyway.
What we really need is for her to come back and just sort of try to explain to us a little bit more about what was going on with her.
You know,
Where is Maria Athens?
When someone shouts the things that she has... That's a tough ask to come back and report on anything ever again. Yeah. But I would be interested to hear from her. You're right.
Agreed. I honestly, why has some major market not picked her up? Honestly.
It might be the like, straight jacket.
You know
I don't know.
Right, it could be. It is actually kind of funny. Like, of all the stories we do, 20 each a day. Like, well, you couldn't even count. Innumerable stories. Crazy people doing crazy things. Mm-hmm. All over this crazy world. All over the world.
Mainly in Florida, but...
Mostly.
Right.
Then turns out Alaska. Like, this lady came out of Alaska like a freaking streaking comet and crashed so hard and then went away, burnt out.
Poof.
And I don't know how long ago, 6 months ago? Is it the pandemic that makes us so interested? Like, what is it about Maria? Is it just that she's so genuinely perfectly crazy? I love her.
I mean, it's all the stuff. And also, you know what? She's not bad looking either. So
no.
When we did look her up, you kind of go, whoa.
Well,
what's this lady? Well, Twitter and Facebook are gone. So,
See?
Yeah, I would.
Like, she's America's most wanted, and yet nowhere. She's. I don't know why she's stuck so hard. It's just because she's so. It's just like no one has ever had a great, you know, have a great Friday, you mother fathers. Like that to me ever. Like that is the behind her voice.
Yeah.
I just want more.
Passion.
Yeah.
Well,
passionate.
And it is party time. You know, I struggled
Excellent.
Last night because the missus has been on vacation this week because my kid's on vacation.
Yeah.
And the 2-year-old is good for nothing. So, you know, the three of them get together and it's just this big party and I'm trying to sleep and it's just an awful scene at my house.
Wake up, Vinny. Come on.
It's that. And last night, they're just the youngest has. She's so good at slipping out of her crib now. She can do it while you're in the room, and you don't even know what just happened. Mm. And she's down the hall, and it's crazy that she's able to do that. But she came
when
running out of the room.
Pointless, right?
The missus was in there with her, and I'm now with the kid in my room, going, "What are you doing?" And the missus comes running out. Did she leave?
Oh, the missus must have closed her eyes for a second.
This circus is got to stop. It's 9 at night. Everybody, no.
Vinny, have you considered just moving during the week to your apartment? I mean, you're
have
commuting there every day.
Have I considered it? Yes. Do I think it would destroy entirely, crush and destroy my marriage? Yes, absolutely. Would not be acceptable.
What
no
if
way.
You, oh, let me just throw a few options out here. What if you did
you
your show?
You troublemaker. Don't, you know I've considered that. You're just saying that in public to see me squirm. That's all.
I'm trying to give you options. What if you came to the apartment and did your show and then went home and did your shift and then at 7:30 or, you know, whatever time you would normally tuck in to bed when everyone knows they're not supposed to bother you, then you went back to the apartment. You're there all day. You're there for dinner. You're with the family. It's like they have a dad. But then,
I was gonna say, you know, I believe that's called a divorced dad. That's you know, you do your shift.
That's too bad.
You know what's trippy about divorce? That because that's not what
Trip
we're talking
this.
About here.
Here.
I'm not doing that. There's no way. It's not. Believe me, it'll torch the whole deal.
Right.
I remember when I was a little boy, my parents were together, but a lot of parents were starting to get divorced. Like in school, the teacher would say, "Whose parents are you know right. divorced?" And most of the kids. Were it was kind of heartbreaking actually
yeah,
but
sure.
I remember the feeling and I don't know that any of us can speak to it. I think all our parents are still together on this show.
I think they are. Mm-hmm.
But I remember the feeling of one of my best friends, this kid named Jason Raymond, I guess it wouldn't matter that I say, but his parents divorced and I just remember that feeling of him being at different houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad ended up in a mobile home and his mom ended up at the house
mm-hmm.
and they would get shuffled between the two places. And the weird, unsettled feeling that I felt, and it wasn't my life.
Right.
It's a trip. It's really. So anyway,
well, we had friends who would just they weren't around on the weekends. Like you'd see them all
right.
week at school and, you know, hey, what are you doing this week? Hang out. No, I've got to go two towns over to my dad's house.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, it's certainly not ideal, no.
Yeah, well, I hope that you don't move to the apartment then. That's
then
what I'm,
don't worry, I know. I have a pretty good idea what the boundaries are.
Yeah.
But that was my
so
struggle
So you brought
last
it up
night.
To her.
No, I didn't have to. I know exactly how that would be met.
I see.
And it wouldn't be good. Mm. No, so I just had to struggle. I finally walked in there. The kid was just, you know when your kid's fake crying?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's so clear. They keep, like, if you don't look at them for a second, well, they kind of go, look up to see if you're paying attention to their big crocodile
tears. Well,
she
was just making noise in her bed, and I just walked in there, and I said, listen. I just threw down. I was like, I am in the other room trying to sleep. I don't know what the problem is, but you got to stop this noise now. I want mommy. I'll go tell her that, but you got to stop making noise. I'm out of here. And then she
I'm sure that total. Oh, she did.
She did
stop. I was
going to
say,
yeah.
I can't imagine that working on a 2-year-old, but there you go.
You'd be surprised. This one, you can reason with this one.
That is surprising.
You'd be surprised, yeah.
Just don't make her angry. You wouldn't like her when she's angry.
No, you would not. But she took my final, this is it. I can't take it anymore. It's 9:15.
Well, I bet you sounded serious.
I did.
9:15. I would kill someone in my house if they were making all kinds of noise at 9:15.
Yeah, I wasn't in bed. I didn't fully fall asleep till 10.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful. Mm. Speaking of which, not falling asleep, one guy on the show has not slept all week.
Oh, I slept last night.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, it was great. Oh, yeah. I'm so
tell me everything. Is your arm better? Or are you?
My arm's just a little bit sore now. Yesterday, I was like really hurting.
Hold
I could
on.
Not
so you're saying
anything.
Since you got your
second
first shot, This is your first, right?
No, his second. You got his second shot.
Oh, the second. So mm-hmm. Since you got your second shot, you've been up all night.
Well, plus last weekend with the soreness from the skiing and the partying.
Yeah, it started from the weekend when I got home on Sunday night from Tahoe, and I don't know what was wrong with me. And it was a Monday, the Sunday before a Monday, so that was hard already. And then something was just wrong with me. Oh, yeah, and I felt flu-y. So I was waking up every hour for the past 4 days. And last night I finally took a night's rest, and I feel great today, and I expected to feel flu-y and bad, but so far so good.
Have a great Friday, you.
So knock on wood, because I know that people do get symptoms.
Yes.
From their second shot. So
Yeah,
and not so sore either. I mean, I can lift my arm above my shoulder now. Yesterday I was walking around with one arm the whole day.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to do stuff with Cameron when she's like, daddy, you piggyback ride. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm like, I got one arm, honey. I can't.
Yeah.
Mama.
It's hard for one-armed dads.
Yeah.
For sure.
It really is difficult.
Who is Nikki talking to at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I bet it's Robin. Is it Robin?
It's Brian.
Oh,
it's
Brian. Brian.
Hey, Brian. Brian. Hey. Oh, I see your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I see your masked face.
It must be very important.
Nikki's fully vaccinated now too, right?
Yeah.
So she doesn't. Does that mean you don't wear a mask when Brian comes in?
No, I have it right here. But since I'm jumping in between, I'm like,
yes, right,
yeah,
right,
yeah. Mm. Sorry.
I see. What are you guys talking about? Some fun, or is there some
loads
special...
of fun? We're planning a party.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Lucky.
Nice. No, not working on some new thing. I'm gonna have to figure out how to do. Brittany goes to me yesterday. We're trying to figure out this thing. Oh,
still?
I should say, yeah, no, we're always, there's always something, Vinny.
Can't you guys set those knobs, tape them down, and be done?
Well, my stuff is set.
First, will you shut up? Your stuff is not set.
Well, tape it all down, and let's stay where we're at for a couple weeks.
So the last 2 days, I should say, everybody who tuned into the Bananas at Large live stream yesterday, bananas.com, was
success.
Doing this whole thing with Roland. It was great. It went great. Everything was really smooth. In fact, they went so
Nicole,
great.
Turn yourself off.
They're going to give more stuff.
Sorry. Hear you saying, okay.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I am off, but only I had my fader up, so only you can hear me.
She's just sending to you only.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know. Do you see what I mean? There's always some snafu. So then we got our audio cleanly to them via Bryn. So I said,
I want to do that.
I said, I want to be able to do that if Vinny and I need to do something.
Without Bryn.
Without, and you're not there. I know that my board is capable of doing it here.
Of course it is.
But we got to figure out how to make that happen. So yesterday, after the show, then after the live stream that we did with Bananas, then Bryn and I stayed on for, I think, about 2 hours.
Oh
with
God,
with John trying to work this thing out. And finally, at one point, honestly, we're doing circuit math in our heads. And Bryn is telling me how I have to, you've got to know how to do this. And you've got to, and I'm going, do I?
You do. You can't be like, let me turn this knob and see what happens.
Here's
let me turn that knob. And
so we have a digital board, right? So once the thing's set up, you can hit save.
Right.
We just have to figure out how to route things.
That's
but
what I'm
Bryn
talking
is,
about. Tape
Bryn,
that stuff
right.
down. Do it.
I could do it if we'd figured it out.
If
we could.
Worked.
We still
right.
didn't figure it out. Yeah. So, but we saved it at that point, and it's all we're gonna go from there. But Bryn's board is an analog board, so he's like, I don't even know how he does it. He's like, reaches behind his board and is actually pulling plugs and doing all this stuff. So we're having this whole, and then I think it was maybe 1 o'clock or 1:30 or something by the time we stopped.
I don't know.
And we all looked into the Zoom at one time and just went, that's it. Let's stop here. We cannot figure this out. It will not happen. And by the way, the whole time Bryn's going like this, like lifting up his arm, trying to get to the thing. He's like,
Brian's Brian's fully vaccinated too.
Nice.
Oh, you guys can be maskless together.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Isn't
then Brian
the
should go to your house and sort this stuff out. How about that?
Something. Go to my house and then go to Bryn's house and figure out what the hell's going on.
My stuff's set, man. I'm
no,
telling you.
You know what? We're convinced it's your house.
Well, listen, every time you go through me, there's no problem.
I know.
Right?
There is no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct.
Yeah.
And yet still, I feel like you have something potted up that is not, because that's the thing. We're miles from each other, and neither one of us can see each other's board.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just no way to check unless one of us is willing to drive 40 or 50 miles, whatever the distance is between our houses. Anyway, why did I say that? Oh, because what Brian is working on at the station. Will it be something I get to stay for 3 hours for? to learn how to do?
No, you're all in the clear, Sarah. It's just me.
Oh, good.
So, oh, it's just
Nikki, it's your day to stay for 3 hours and learn stuff. Oh my God. Anyway, it doesn't. None of that matters because it's Friday,
right?
The whole day, and because we, you know, the hard part of our week. I don't even call it hard. It was really fun actually being part of the Bananas broadcast, but that, you know, comes with its own difficulties and. Mm-hmm. It's,
well, the tech stuff is the stuff that really, you know, working with people you don't know can be a thing, but they were all really cool and it was fine.
The Roland people were great. Alan's great.
Fretting over whether this is going to just be a bomb can be an
issue. It worked out great, right?
It did. Yeah. It worked out great. But, and so I'm.
So everything my board is working, clearly.
Yeah, you're amazing. I don't know how you do it. So we got that done, and so today is, like, to me, today's a true Friday because this has been a really busy week. Actually, we've had a lot going on, and I'm today right after the show. I think I'll stop drinking coffee. Well,
now?
No, not
you're
now.
Done.
But pretty
you're
soon I
here.
Will.
And have then, a good one.
Then 10 have some NyQuil at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, I'll take some NyQuil, and I'll be like, "You're tricking enough, whether you want to or not." I'll be the. I'm going to be the child of the house.
Would that actually work?
I don't know, and I'm not. I wouldn't try.
Oh,
that.
Okay. Middle of the day doesn't seem like.
I try to save NyQuil for emergencies.
It would work. I know it would work because I've taken Benadryl before, and it has like the same ingredient that makes you really.
Benadryl's the thing.
It has the thing. Whatever ingredient that is, I forget what the. It's like a bunch of syllables.
Yeah. Those ones. The scientific sounding names.
Yeah, but I take it for whatever allergic reactions, and I get super exhausted, and I could take a full-on nap in the middle of the day.
Yeah, what is it about allergy medicines that really it will knock you out? That's whatever 10-syllable scientific sounding word it is. That's what it is. No, I save it for emergencies because, like, Sunday there's a weekly emergency, and that's when NyQuil comes out of the.
Bathroom.
I used to
medicine cabinet.
NyQuil or ZQuil when I lived in LA because I couldn't fall asleep for some reason. But then I got off the stuff. You know?
Well, you got to get off the stuff. You know, if I was doing it every night, maybe. And honestly, even if I was doing it every night, like, so what?
What were you doing in LA?
I went to school there, and then I came back.
Why couldn't you sleep? Was it you were so far away from your family? Or?
No, I just wasn't comfortable, and I had loud roommates. So,
How many roommates did you have?
Two.
Were you guys in a dorm or in an apartment?
No, it was an apartment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Girls. Loud roommates. And... Are you still in touch with them?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
we're
so
cool.
You're still friends?
Yeah, we're cool. They know that.
Even though they never let you sleep?
Yeah, they know that.
And they turned you into a druggie?
Yeah, they for sure know that.
Nicole, the druggie.
Wow. Yeah. Nicole's a bit of a druggie.
Yeah, you know me.
We'll explore that in tonight's happy hour.
I don't think she's going to be on
I'm not going to be there.
Oh. What are you doing? What do you got planned on
secret.
A Friday?
She's got a date.
Yeah, Miss fully vaccinated got something going
on. She's on Tinder now. Hey.
Yeah. It's true. You know, once we're all vaccinated and the world starts to get back to normal, I don't know how many of these happy hours we're going to be around for. It's going to be like,
we're going to start doing the secret show again at some point. Mm-hmm. So
we'll see what time I get to my destination if I can hop on.
And ultimately, a live happy hour when that does come back. We'll be hanging out together. You know, having drinks or something.
Yeah, right. Well, I'll be at one of our houses or, you know, maybe we'll take it to a bar.
Imagine
like,
that.
Hey, bar, you want us to come over there? Hey, how you doing? Anyway, it is happening tonight, though. Well, most of us, except Nicole, fully vaccinated Nicole, is going to be out on the town. Tinder girl.
Yep.
Tinder.
Do you have a date or you won't? You don't want to tell us what you're doing?
No, I'm going. I'm doing like a road trip with my dad.
Just you and your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Where
that's
are you guys
nice.
Going?
We're going to go visit my uncle and...
His brother?
Yeah. Yeah, in Pasadena. So there it is.
I love Pasadena. He lives in Pasadena?
Yeah, that's where we're from. So.
Does he live in one of those just...
He lives like around the corner houses? From Caltech.
So he lives in one of those mega mansions.
It's not a mega mansion, but...
Well, okay, but it's a mansion.
It's just one of those older homes, but...
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Stately, big yard.
Well, he just put a pool in. Do you want me to take pictures for you, Sarah?
Yes, I
she
do.
Does believe.
I want to see I want to see your uncle's mega mansion.
Yeah, and they're fully.
God.
They're fully vaccinated too. So
when we toured Caltech, we drove around that neighborhood like in an outward spiral, and I was like, "This is Sarah's paradise. Like this is like every gated mansion after gated mansion." I'm like, oh my God. So then I open my Zillow app and I'm seeing what everything's worth. And if there's anything for sale, I'm like, yep, it's untouchable.
Honestly, when I lived in LA, I was broke. So my roommate and I would just drive around like either Beverly Hills or Pasadena and just drive around and just look at all the houses.
And just drool over houses.
At night, so you can see inside.
Yeah, Nikki, that's how you do it.
Yes.
It's fun, but is it healthy? It's like, oh, I'm never going to be able to afford that.
No, you know what? You don't say I'm never going to be able to. You say I'm going to bust day. My
I'm gonna
ass.
Be one, there day,
one day.
One day that's going to be my house.
In the Hollywood Hills. I think we found Miley Cyrus's house.
Awesome.
Before the fire. Before
you probably
fires.
Couldn't see much from the road, though, huh?
No, it's just the gate. That's the thing. It's like, oh.
Oh, nice gate. Oh, another nice gate.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a really nice gate. That must be a really nice house.
Is that steel?
So how'd you know it was Miley's house?
Oh, my friend
Star Maps.
Yep.
My friend. Oh.
Well, we Googled it, and I was like, yep.
Oh, that is awful.
I'm getting the wrap it up.
Every
sign.
Day, probably. Yeah, probably. To that girl.
And although her neighbors are like, oh, more Miley traffic. Fantastic. Well, I just want to pull out of my remote.
I can't say I never drove by the OJ house, because I did.
Yeah, no, I've done the Star Tour for sure. All right, KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.